morning, America's favorite, the Blue Network Breakfast Club with Don McNeil.
Good morning, Breakfast Club. Good morning to you. We got up bright and early just for howdy do you. The coffee's on the table set, there's bacon in the skillet, and Harry Cogan and his boys have fumes to fill it. So come on, gang, and gather around. We'll start this meeting. Just line up here, I'll call your name, then sing your greeting. Marion May, how do you do? And yours truly, who's glad to see you. And the Romeos, our guests today, let them in.
So breakfast clubbers, wake up and smile. That baby gun happy makes life worthwhile. Good morning, breakfast clubbers, good morning to you. We got up bright and early, so howdy do you. Daddy, mother, sister, brother, toss away all care. America, arise, the breakfast club is on the air.
Well, in case you were wondering what Everett Mitchell said back there, this is not Don McNeil. However, Don's train is in the station, and he's on the way here from the station. Be here any minute, so we'll just kind of sit down and take it easy and listen to the Romeos. Hey, Romeos, come on over here. I forgot. I thought Harry was going to do something. You're the Romeos. No, suppose you kill about 3 minutes here, Sam, you and the fellas.
2:35
while Don is getting here from the station, will you?
We're going to do sugar blues.
And then we'll have to take up a collection to pay the cab fare, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure we will.
Thank you.
Sugar blues, everybody singing the sugar blues. The whole town is ringing, my loving gal, sweet as can be.
Oh, but the doggone fool turned sour on me.
So unhappy, feel so sad, I could lay me down and die. Can say what you choose, but I'm all confused. I got the sweet, sweet sugar blues, more sugar. Got the sweet, sweet sugar blues.
I think McNeil was pretty smart staying away, I'm telling you.
He's no fool. Isn't that a stupid way to make a living?
Oh, I'll agree
so
with you.
So who's making one?
Yeah. I'll agree with you on that, Sam. I understand when I was away on my vacation, I keep looking around every minute expecting somebody to walk in that door back there, and I hope they do. I understand when I was on my vacation that Harry and the boy started a little extra feature around the breakfast club here. Harry, come over here a minute, would you? And tell me a little about this thing that I don't know anything about here.
Well, we've had some requests for polkas.
Yeah, well, I like it. I'll come over tonight and play a little if you want to.
No. This is a musical polka.
Oh, musical polka.
Yeah.
Oh.
And we're going to feature Jackie Cordero on the clarinet.
Oh, fine. What's this?
And the title is?
Oh, Clarinet Polka. That's what it
that's
is.
That's right.
Yeah, I like draw polka much better.
Thank you.
Thank you, Harry. I'll take a full house of that every time. I was giving Sam a little massage. There's a reason we didn't know about that. You know, Don's once in a great... about once every... two or three times every year, Don brings his family down here and has a little talk with them. Now, he isn't here yet. And they are. They came down to surprise him. So I'm just going to throw a real little surprise at him and get over here and talk to him. And then when he comes in, he won't know anything about it. So I'm going to go and interview this fine family of Don's and have the pleasure of talking to him myself. And then when he comes in, why, he won't even get a chance to talk to him. Hi, Donnie.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine.
What'd you come down here for this morning?
Because Daddy just came back from his fishing trip.
He did. You think he maybe caught something?
Yeah.
You think so? You hope so, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. That's a mighty pretty shirt you got on there. Mm-hmm. You like it, too?
Yeah.
What color is it?
Blue.
Kind of tell folks what it looks like. It's a polka dot or something like that?
No.
Oh. Okay.
You boys are my family.
Oh, Sherry, what's going on here? Hello, Robert Patrick.
How are you?
Well, here, come on over and take over then. Here they are. Glad to see you.
Glad to see you, Jack.
Fine, how are you?
Fine.
Okay.
You looking fine?
Thank you. So are you. Where?
Did you have a good fishing trip?
Oh, sure I did. How was your vacation?
Fine, swell.
Swell, glad to see you.
Glad to see you.
We'll talk it over later.
Well, look at the family.
This is your family.
You're
this
telling
is
me.
McNeil. May I present Mr. McNeil?
Hello, Mr. McNeil.
How are you doing, Mr. McNeil?
Robert Patrick.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
That's Tommy.
Hello, Tom. How are you, Tom?
Hi,
Don. How are you? Glad to see you. Hi, Bobby.
Hi.
How are you? Hi,
this
sis. Yeah, sure. I know the whole gang.
I hope they all recognize you.
Wasn't that nice of them all to come down?
Oh, it's wonderful. Absolutely.
Wait a minute. What?
Welcome back, Daddy.
Well, thank you, Bobby. Thank you, Bobby. He's applauding like mad, just to chip off the old block. He gets his applause by himself. He knows what his old man goes through. Well, Jack, it's...
We're down to here in the program.
Are you?
Yeah, right there.
Hello, Harry. Hello, people.
I'm afraid to ask this, but did you or didn't you?
Somebody gave me that broken-down chair.
Welcome back.
Thank you. That's you, Sam, no doubt. Give me a broken-down chair. What'd you say, Marion?
I say I'm afraid to ask this, but did you or didn't you?
Sure did.
You did?
Yeah.
Big ones?
Huh?
How many?
Oh... 40, 50, 60.
Oh, we're going to have big fish dinner, huh?
Yeah. Well, that is...
this week?
40, 50, I say 40, 50, 60. Of course,
here we go.
Some of them were a little small. We had to throw them back.
Oh.
Matter of fact, we did get 20, 30 dandies, though.
Did you?
Well, I say 20, 30. Of course, there are a lot of other fellas there that wanted to take fish, too. So I brought home... 10, 20 dandies. So.
Oh, 10, that's 10, 20, that's...
Well, of course,
there
were three of us that came home together. I got...
stopped on the way, I suppose.
I got a fish's head that's a dandy here. I want you to see it after the program, really.
There's no
sit and I stare, I know that I'll soon go mad. In my solitude, I'm praying, dear Lord above, send back my
Thank you very much, Marion. That was grand. Certainly nice to see all this fine gang back again after a couple days.
Say, Sam.
Yeah.
I'm awfully surprised to see Robert Patrick, though, aren't you?
Yeah, I could have swore Don took him along for bait.
Yeah, me too.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Well, make him quit picking on me, then.
Yeah.
He's always picking on me.
Isn't he a funny man, Bobby? Yeah. That's what I think, too.
He's got a tongue in his cheek, too.
Yeah.
See there?
Also some gum.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a silly man, isn't he? Yeah. Exactly the way we all feel about it.
He always picks on me.
Oh, boy. I'm glad we got in, but very little late this morning. They sure drive those trains fast nowadays. The fellow I was with this morning, Joe Hartenbar, who will be in here any minute now with the luggage and the fish, he tried to shave this morning.
He did?
A little later on, he's riding to Montgomery Ward for a new upper lip, and I hope he makes it, too. Boy, they really go, you know.
Don, you caught fish, you say?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's not very important, you know.
No, I don't.
The main thing is, did you get any old rubber boots or rubber tires?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Why, we saw an old rubber tire there, and you ought to see six boats almost turned over waiting to get to it first. Yeah. Yeah, those are very valuable.
I know they are.
Phil-Aid, they're wonderful, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Fillet of boot. Is
yeah,
very
good. Excellent. I always get a big boot out of it myself. Now we're ready for Harry Cogan and the boys, I think, to end this quarter. All right, Harry, and let me see where I am.
We can get them up
in the morning.
Second call to come to breakfast. Everybody come to breakfast. Eat your meal with Don McNeil, who serves a smile for you.
Yes, sir, second call to come to breakfast, and that brings Jack Baker, who has been your very fine master of ceremonies, I have no doubt, for the last 3 days to the fore. Jack, I'll be truthful with you. There on that river, I didn't listen to a radio or look at a newspaper. I haven't any idea what's going on.
You mean for 3 whole days?
Yeah.
Well, that's nothing. I didn't listen to you for 2 weeks when I was going on vacation.
I think you got the better of the deal, you know.
No, I think, no fooling, I think that somebody should have introduced you and me instead of me introducing you to your family, because it's been, it's been exactly 3 weeks since I saw you, I think.
That is the longest... The longest we've been apart for a long
time.
Yes,
I know it. But anyway, I was tickled to death to see you walk in because I really wore myself out on this vacation, and I came home to rest, and here I had to go right to work and do your job in mine, too.
I thought you'd like a good change. Where do you want to go, Bobby? Well, maybe you better not tell me. What are you going to sing, Jack? Jack, sing the way you look tonight. Here, Bobby, come on over. We'll talk to Mama.
Thank you.
cheek so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight.
That's well, boy. You're right back in the old voice again, I see.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The way you look tonight. Last night we had an awful lot of fun on the train. We got a hold of 067. Turned out to be about 20.
How much did you win?
Just a minute.
Oh.
20 boys from the Army.
Good hands,
oh.
You had?
Huh?
Oh, good hands.
We didn't play cards.
Oh.
We all sat around and talked and had a lot of fun. It happened that a lot of these boys are breakfast clubbers, and this morning I woke up. And here they were right outside the berth with a mouth organ playing Good Morning Breakfast Clubbers. Good morning to you. So I had a little dose of that before I got down here this morning. Swell boys, too. Boys from New Jersey and Texas and Florida and Oklahoma. All over.
Oh, I really had some fun in those places.
Did you?
Yeah, over in New Jersey I had a lot of fun. And down in Texas, oh, man, did I have fun.
You?
In Texas? Yeah, and down in Oklahoma. And
Don, how can
where
you
were you anyway?
Oh, I was just flitting around from one place to the other.
Every place but Gary.
Really? That's fine. I'm going to talk to some of the other breakfast clubbers who are here this morning and see what they have in their minds. Oh, first, though, however, we have to have something a little cultural on the program. I imagine you've been having that the last 3 days.
Yeah.
Not you, so.
We're both very glad to be here.
Yeah.
Sam and I.
Yeah. Well, this happens to be opera that I have in mind. Today is opera morning.
Opera.
Oh, set it. This is the prelude to Act One from La Traviata by Verdi. And our maestro, the man with the dual personality, Harowitz Koganini 1 minute, Prince of Pep the next, he's chosen for our opera, the prelude to Act One of La Traviata. Now, the story of this thing is very familiar.
Terry is doing a slow burn over there.
Is he?
I think he's mad, too.
Really? This is based on the play Camille. This tells a very sad story about a girl named Violetta who has more troubles than your rationing board. She finally goes into a decline. She fades away to a shadow and dies. Now, the first time that La Traviata was produced, the part of fragile little Violetta was played by a very big prima donna. And when this ample lady announced in a feeble voice that she was dying, the audience howled with laughter and it broke up the show. She was a little too big for that. So great care has been taken every year since to get just a little tiny babe to do Violetta. I have a feeling that some breakfast clubbers who aren't exactly in the bantamweight class themselves may be yearning to act the part of delicate little Violetta. So today we're playing for all the kitchen Camilles who weigh in at 150 pounds or better, but hanker to languish a little bit. You just forget all about your round rosy cheeks and pretend you're wasting away glamorously at about 90 pounds. You're reclining on a satin chaise lounge surrounded by sofa pillows and pallor. And you did all this without dieting or exercise. Just lie down now and take it easy and sing very beautifully this lovely prelude to Act One. Harry, while the gals dream about it, about being so beautifully unhealthy, play for them. Not, oh, Sam, quiet. Quiet, please.
wonderful.
You were absolutely beautiful as Violetta. Thank you, Breakfast Clubber, for doing that so nobly.
I like that romantic stuff.
You like that romantic?
Yeah.
Well, you were doing a good imitation of Violetta yourself.
Yeah. When I was young, all I thought about was girls.
All you thought about was girls when you were young, huh?
I thought about baseball when I was
born. I outgrew it, though, Don.
Well, you outgrew it. Don't think about girls anymore,
no,
huh?
No, think about women.
Yeah. Oh, Sam, for
you. You know, I was thinking about baseball.
What?
I was thinking about baseball.
Were you?
You were talking about that guy Camille in there.
No, yeah. Camille. Oh. That's different. Oh. Camille. Camille's playing
Opera
first.
Do Opera Stars play baseball?
What?
Do Opera Stars play baseball?
Not that I know.
She couldn't hit a home run, I bet you.
I bet she couldn't either. No, sir, I don't believe
it. What do you mean confusing the people like that?
Oh, tell Sam, stop. I said Camille was an opera singer. He thought it was Camille with the Dodgers.
Oh.
Is he still with the Dodgers?
Yeah.
By the way, I'd like to send my regards to station KENO in Las Vegas, Nevada, and station WKEY in Covington, Virginia, who joined the Blue Network recently. So to Maxwell Kelsch of Keno and Earl M. Key of Wookiee, let's send him a little Cardin G, Harry. There's a Cardin Blue for you. Welcome to the Breakfast Club. And now it's memory time around the breakfast table. Memory time and song without words. You know, talking to these soldier boys on the train last night, as I was, it reminded me of a little poem that a private, Hyman Lazowitz, sent to me not so long ago about being just a private. You know, you can have your deeds of glory and all your tasks so nobly won, but if it weren't for all the privates, this war would not be won. Masterminds may plan the battles and strategic things to do, but it's just a lowly private who must carry these things through. So next time you drink to heroes who are known from coast to coast, just think of a simple private, and then drink another toast. That was a little inspiration for you this morning, and certainly is for me to get back to the Breakfast Club again and hear our hymns once more in our memory time. And so as we come to the end of this little quarter together around the breakfast table, supposing, Harry, you and the boys give vent to your feelings here.
This program came to you through facilities of the Office of War Information.